From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The UN Security Council is to meet Wednesday to discuss what could be the latest violation of international sanctions by Pyongyang. South Korea and Japan have both denounced a detonation. Washington has promised an appropriate response to what it calls a provocation. North Korean state television announced the regime's first successful hydrogen bomb detonation. The seismic event recorded near the North nuclear test site registered 5.1 on the Richter scale. Troy Stangaron is with the Washington-based Korea Economic Institute.
I'm sure over the next days and weeks, there'll be air samples done to see if there's any radioactive particles leaking from that area to confirm. But at this point, it does look like that's the case. In terms of what type of bomb this is, that would be hard to say at this point. What we do know is this was about the same yield as the test in 2013.
Meanwhile, Kuwait Tuesday joined Saudi allies Bahrain and Sudan in cutting diplomatic ties with Iran over the storming of the Saudi embassy in Tehran after Saudi Arabia executed a prominent Shiite cleric that has divided the Muslim world along Sunni-Shiite lines. Meanwhile, in Washington, a top presidential envoy on countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, it makes the job of battling the IS group harder.
Very concerned whenever you see this kind of potential for real polarization, because it enables extremists on both sides to take advantage of the situation, which is extremely dangerous and plays into the hands of groups like ISIL. That's something, of course, that we're concerned about, because our objective here is to support moderates on both sides of this kind of sectarian divide. So that's one, and that's why we're working very hard to...
VOA.